Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
It's official. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are engaged. That's right. They're getting their fairy tale ending. Now, the prince, who is 33, is engaged to the suit star, who is 36. I love it. She got her a younger man. Anyway, Clarence House announced this morning, London time, that the pair have been dating since October of 2016. You know, Meghan has been married before to a TV producer. It lasted just 2 years, but she's got her prince now for real. Now, the couple became engaged in London earlier this month. They said in a statement, Prince Harry has informed Her Majesty the Queen and other close members of his family. Prince Harry has also sought and received the blessing of Ms. Markle's parents. Now, this is where the story gets interesting, because Meghan's mom is a black woman. Her father is white, which means this is probably the first time a black American woman will become a British princess. Well, the wedding will take place in 2018 in the spring. It's the first time a direct heir to the throne has been set to wed an American since King Edward VIII abducted to marry Wallis Simpson. That was back in 1937. Well, good luck and congratulations to the new royal couple. And Kevin Hart is a dad again. Their little bundle of joy arrived on Tuesday, just in time for the Thanksgiving holiday. You know, Kevin was eager to show off his newborn boy, Kenzo Cash. Yes, that's his name, Kenzo Cash, and his wife, Aneeko Parrish. He sent out an Instagram photo on Saturday. The 38-year-old comedian captioned the sweet photo saying, hashtag hearts, hashtag happy, hashtag blessed. Dope photo, cred me. Well, when the infant was born, Kevin also gave his followers an intimate glimpse into the family life, posting a video of the moment that his wife was wheeled out of the hospital. You know, he is over the moon. He's been wearing this big smile and telling everybody that his wife is this strong woman on the move, superwoman on the move. Look at her. Well, let's just hope Kevin can stay home and out of trouble to help out his superwoman with their newborn baby son. And 1 month after she called off her divorce from Ryan Dorsey, Naya Rivera has been arrested and charged with domestic battery against her husband. You know, she's the former Glee star. I used to love her on that show. She was arrested at their home in West Virginia. A local news station captured all of the video and posted it, of course. The 30-year-old actress was in handcuffs. She has been arraigned and released on just a $1,000 bond. Now, you know, they had filed for divorce in 2016 after 2 years of marriage, but in October, all of a sudden, the legal proceedings ended. Well, maybe that was just a little bit too soon. The couple do share a 2-year-old son. And, you know, according to her husband, when the officers responded to the domestic violence situation, he claimed that Rivera had struck him in the head and the bottom lip while they were taking their son out for a walk. There's going to be a lot more to this story, I am so sure. Anyway, for all of these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN online.